We have two scripture readings this morning. The first one is from Genesis, the first chapter, verses 1 through 5. And the second one is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. And I will read now Genesis chapter 1. And I will turn to my favorite bookmark to find my place. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The Gloria Patri is something that we usually sing in worship following affirmation of faith. It's something that can be sung after a canticle and is very familiar to you as soon as you hear it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. I remember my early days of worship at Duke Memorial United Methodist Church when I would be worshiping with my mother and it come time to sing that. It was something that made me feel safe and secure when we came to the part about, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. I couldn't really explain it then, and I'm not so sure I can explain it now. But when we came to that part about, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, the best I can say is this, is that the God who is at the very beginning of all things, is also the God who is with us in the here and now, and the God who will be with us forever and ever and ever and ever. It's a sense of assurance, of security in God. And so often in a restless world, in a world of turbulence and strife and all kinds of things going on, when we sing the Gloria Patri, something happens to us. We are caught up in the timelessness of God's eternal care for us always. We are never without the eternal presence of God who cares for us and who loves us no matter what. Now we're going to sing that later on in our service, and I hope that you feel a little bit of what I feel when we sing that part, as it was in the beginning. We're in a new year right now, 2015. And here's what I would like for us to think about today. The God who is with us at the beginning of this year is the God who's with us right now and the God who will be with us throughout this year no matter what this year brings. And none of us really ever know what a year might bring. But this is true. No matter what happens, I want you to know that the God who is at the beginning of this year and the God who is with us now will be with us through the remainder of the year. And that's a very comforting thought. It's also true to our biblical narratives. Here is what I mean by that. Our biblical narratives. The first one was about creation. Do you know, in the very beginning, a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Yeah, in the very beginning there was water. It's very interesting about how we believe that all of life ultimately comes out of water. In the very beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the water. In the beginning was God. Before there was anything, before there were galaxies and stars and mountains and valleys and lilies and roses and cacti, before there was hummingbirds, before there was anything, there was God who created everything and called it good. The God who spoke and called cosmos out of chaos and light out of darkness. In the beginning, in the very beginning, God was there doing these things. But as we read the Bible and as we read the biblical narrative, we see that God didn't just create the world and then walk off and say, well, my job is done. This is the God who, in a certain sort of way, as we read the Bible through eyes that can recognize the truths of poetry, for example, God's recreating the world every day anew and afresh. In a very real way, God is active, continuing to create. And of course, it's always so fascinating to me when we come to springtime and we just see things come alive again after a long winter. And it is true that the God who was there at creation at the very beginning is here now continuing to create, and the God who will be forever creating anew, always. It's remarkable about how resilient nature is. I'm reminded of when there was a volcano eruption and it just destroyed so much of nature. But was it Mount Helen or something like that out in the state of Washington or something or another many years ago, probably in the 70s or something or another? But within just a couple of years, there were new shoots of growth coming up. And now you would never know anything happened there. It's all full of life and foliage. The God who was there at creation is the same God who continues to create today and the God who will be continuing to create. It's true to our biblical narrative of the narrative of creation. It's also true of the biblical narrative of Jesus. The God who was there at the beginning of Jesus' ministry when he was baptized by John. The God who was there as Jesus began his ministry, as he began to teach, as he began to heal, as he began to speak, as he began to relate to people. From the very beginning, God was with him. And I love what God said. Before Jesus did anything, before he did anything, the heavens opened, a loud voice came from heaven. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. So from the very beginning, God had declared his love of Jesus. He was present with Jesus. And then we see the life of Jesus as it unfolded. And there were those times when he would go to the garden and he would pray. There was those intimate times when he would talk to his Father. There was those times when he would be in deep grief or great pain, but he would talk to his Father. There was the time on the cross when he talked to his Father and released his spirit to his Father. But there never was a time that he didn't know that the Father was not there, even when he had to cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because if you go back to Psalm 22, you'll see that was merely the beginning of Psalm 22. It ends up with a great affirmation of faith. So even while we experience those times, perhaps, of God's absence, we know as people of faith that he's still present. And so the God who was present at the beginning of Jesus' ministry was always present with Jesus. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever will be. It's true to the biblical narrative. It's true to the biblical narrative, and it's also true to our own faith narrative. You see, before you ever came to faith, perhaps you can see it now where you couldn't see it before. But from the very time that you were conceived, God was wooing you to his love. And there came a time when your eyes were enlightened and you could see that God was present, that God loved you, and you wanted to respond to his love with your love. And that was God's grace, prevenient grace, wooing you to himself. But there never was a time that God wasn't present with you from the time of your conception, always wooing you to himself. And then when you came to that place of professing your faith in Jesus Christ and becoming a follower of Jesus, you can look back over your faith story. And you can see that the God who was there at the very beginning of your faith story has not deserted you. We come to those times when we wonder where God is, and we may even question, how am I going to go on from the place from where I'm at? That happened to me at one time. I remember what my father said. He said, son, you're just going to have to trust the Lord that he didn't bring you this far just to leave you here. He'll see you through. And so as we look back on our faith story, we see that from the very beginning, it's always been true. The God who was there at the beginning of our faith story is the God who's always been with us, who's with us now, and who will always be with us. So it's, in a sense, it's a very comforting thing in the midst of life to sing the Gloria Patri. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever will be. World without end, world without end. Amen. Today, I'm going to share with you something that perhaps that you could use to reassure yourself of this truth anytime during this new year. This little token, to me, is symbolic of a drop of water. It could be the water present at creation in the beginning. It's also symbolic of the water of our baptism. It's symbolic of God's presence in the beginning, in the present, and for always. And this little token is something that you're going to be presented today. And as you're presented this little token today, you're also going to be given the opportunity to renew your commitment to Christ as you live this new year. The token will be presented to you with this statement: Christ is counting on you. And your response will simply be, and I am counting on Christ. Then you take this, and you can put it in your purse, or you can put it in your pocket, or you can put it on your desk at work. You can place it anywhere that you like. But it will be a visual reminder to you, just as that bookmark will be a visual reminder to the children of God's presence and love. This will be a visual reminder to you that God is always with you. The God who was in the beginning is here now and always will be with us. Now here's something I'm also going to challenge you to do. You may do this alone or in the company of people. Now it would be interesting if you do it in the company of people. And if you do that, let me know. We'll probably have some fun stories to share. But I want you to sing the Gloria Patri this year. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. It's a little bit of a challenge for me because every time I begin to sing, a different note comes out, a different key, and a different pace. And Polly was trying to help me with this all this weekend. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to sing the Gloria Patri this year. And every time I touch this, to remind myself that the God who is there at our beginning is also there, God who will be with us throughout the whole year and at the end of the year. I'm going to try to sing it underneath my breath if I'm around people. But if there's no one around, I'm just going to let it out. And I think this would be a good way to start the year and also to go through the year. Now, Brent is already up here, and he's going to help us with a response. And so if you'll draw up the on the screen here, the liturgy for our response, we will go through this, and then we will give the invitation for you to come forward and to receive your token, and Polly and I will present that to you. I'll give you further instruction in just a moment. But would you follow with me this ritual? In the beginning, in the beginning, before there was anything, there was God.
When creation came into being, God was there.
Galaxies and outer space and grains of sand on the shore, birds of the air and fish of the sea, mountains high and valleys low, earth and sky, all that is was made by God.
In the beginning,
when God created the heavens and the earth, He spoke and all cosmos out of chaos. And light out of darkness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
After Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened and God spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." From the beginning of Jesus' ministry, God was there.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning. Now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
In the beginning, when the first desire was awakened in your heart to say yes to God's acceptance of you, God was there. In the beginning, when we took our first steps of faith and began to follow Jesus, God was there.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Now, here are our instructions. Brent, you can come on down. I'm going to ask that the CFX band, our technicians, Lyndon and Polly, actually receive the droplet first. If y'all just stand aside over here, I'll give the instructions. After the token is given to these people, then I will invite you to come forth, much like you come forth for communion, beginning with the back pews, come down the middle aisle, return by the side which you're seated. And both Polly and I will look at you in the eyes and we will say, Christ is counting on you. And you receive this. We'll place it in your hand. And then you clasp your hand. And then you look at us in the eye and you can say this. And I am counting on Christ. And then you put this somewhere. And all during the year, you let it remind you of the Gloria Patri. And if you so desire, sing it out. Polly, Christ is counting on you.
and I'm counting on Christ.
Lyndon, Christ is counting on you.
And I'm counting on Christ.
Roman, Christ is counting on you. Mark, Christ is counting on you.
And I'm counting on Christ.
Jamie, Christ is counting on you.
And I'm counting on
Christ. Brent, Christ is counting on you.
And I'm counting on Christ.
Samantha, God is counting on you.
I'm counting on God.
Keith, Christ is counting on you.
William, Christ is counting on you.
And I'm counting on Christ. CFX band will lead us in a song, and please know that if you go through the year and perhaps lose one of these, let me know. We've got replacements. Let's start with those in the back.